You are listening to RudolfSteinerAudio.com. This is a reading of Steiner's essays that are introductions to Goethe's scientific writings, entitled Nature's Open Secret. This is Chapter 7, titled The Arrangement of Goethe's Scientific Writings. In my responsibility as editor of Goethe's writings on natural science, my guiding idea has been to enliven the study of the details by showing the magnificent world of ideas that underlies them. I am convinced that Goethe's every assertion gains a whole new meaning, indeed its true meaning, if we approach it with a full understanding of his deep and comprehensive worldview. We cannot deny that many of his scientific assertions appear insignificant in view of contemporary science, which, since his time, has advanced tremendously. But this is not at issue here. The important thing is the significance of such assertions within the context of Goethe's own views. At the spiritual heights upon which the poet stood, scientific questions take on greater intensity. Without such questions, however, there is no science. What were the questions Goethe asked of nature? This is the important issue. Whether and how he answered such questions are secondary considerations. Of course, with more adequate means and experience at our disposal today, we can also find more adequate answers to the questions he asked. But my exposition intends to show that even with the greater means at our disposal, we can do no more than take the paths he indicated. Above all, we should learn from Goethe how to ask questions of nature. We ignore what is most important by merely crediting Goethe with various observations that since his time have been rediscovered and now occupy a significant place in our worldview. In Goethe's case, the research results are not as important as the way he arrived at them. Appropriately, he himself states, quote, "Venturing opinions is like moving pieces on a chessboard. They may be taken, but they have begun a game that will be won." Close quote. Goethe developed a method that is completely in harmony with nature. With the means at his disposal, he tried to introduce this method into science. The individual results of his inquiries may have been transformed by the advances of science, but the scientific process thus introduced has itself been an enduring advance for science. These perspectives necessarily influence the arrangement of the edited writings. Because I have departed from the usual way of arranging this material, it might seem justified to ask why I did not take this path, which seems to be the most sensible, with general science in Volume 1, biology, mineralogy, and meteorology in Volume 2, and physics in Volume 3. Thus, the first volume would contain the general views, and the rest would contain the specific elaborations of these essential ideas. As attractive as this may be, I would have never thought of adopting such an arrangement. Using that method, I would never have attained my goal, that is, returning to Goethe's analogy, allowing the first moves of the game to reveal the underlying strategy. Nothing is more foreign to Goethe than to consciously proceed from general concepts. He always begins with actual facts, then compares and arranges them. While doing this, the fundamental ideas underlying the facts become apparent to him. It is very wrong to claim that ideas were not the driving force behind Goethe's creative work, on the grounds that he made that familiar remark about the idea of Faust. In his contemplation of things, after eliminating the unessential incidentals, what remained for him was the idea, in his sense of the word. The method Goethe used is always based on pure experience, even as he rises to the idea. He never allows a subjective element to slip into his research. He simply freed the phenomena of the incidental so that he could move toward their deeper foundations. His subject intends only to interpret the object in a way that discloses its innermost nature. Quote, truth is godlike and does not appear directly. Rather, it must be apprehended through its manifestations. Close quote. One must combine those manifestations in such a way that the, in quotes, truth can be seen. In observation, the truth or idea is already contained in the fact we confront, but we must remove the veil that conceals it. The removal of that veil is the true scientific method. Goethe took this path, and we must follow him if we wish to fully access his mind. In other words, we must begin with Goethe's biological studies, because this is where Goethe began. Here for the first time, a rich content revealed its ideas to him, ideas that we later find as elements of his essays on general and methodological questions. If we wish to understand these writings, we must first have filled our minds with that content. The essays dealing with methodology are a mere spinning of thoughts for those who have not bothered to walk the path followed by Goethe. As for the studies of physical phenomena, they came about as a result of Goethe's view of nature. The end of chapter 7.